There's a cast of thousands in here. Nice to have you with us. And as always, at this time on a Tuesday, we talk about jobs. And we've got the Conway Employment Hub, the very wonderful Alice with us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Did we have a nice long weekend?
We had a very nice long weekend. Have no money at all now as a result of the long weekend. But you know what? You can't take it with you, can you, to be honest?
No, it was a great weekend. Great weather to be out and about doing things. So who cares if we're broke for the rest of the month?
Yeah, that's the spirit, isn't it? Do you manage to actually get around in London, though, over the weekend? Because I know you had this big fear about potentially not getting off your drive with all the visitors.
To be honest, I brought the car home Friday night and thought that that's as far as that's going now till Tuesday. But I was out in town all weekend. Town was very busy, which was great to see. So, it was a lovely weekend in London now.
It's hard, though, isn't it, sometimes on the day after a bank holiday, engaging the brain and trying to get back into the spirit of things. But I kind of like, we've only got a couple more days and summer is over, isn't it, sort of officially. Well, kids are going back and everything.
Kids go back to school next week, yeah. We've had all the exam results now, so we're incredibly busy getting ourselves organised for from now till Christmas.
Yeah, and I've just seen the list of many, many courses which you are doing. And I've had a message, actually, from your big boss, Libby, talking about all the success stories over the last 12 months, which I think we're going to put up as a story on the Bayside Radio website. So you're getting ready for I suppose it's the final burst of the year, isn't it, in a sense?
Yeah, for sure. From now to Christmas, sees us very busy organising lots of events. We've got a specialist, NHS, Health and Social Care, job fair at the St George's Hotel on the 25th of September. That's our first major event coming up. In addition to that, I've recently taken on the responsibility for organising training for the Hub. I have been joined in my endeavours by Yeston over there, who is our now project officer, and we have got lots of training courses coming up, the first of which will be our 5-day health and social care course that we are running in conjunction with Ash and the team at Ethical Workforce Solutions. So we've got lots happening.
It's going to be busy, isn't it, to say the least. We're going to have a chat about that in just a short while. I wanted to just ask you very, very briefly, though, as well, about people who have maybe got requests that are a little bit sort of not necessarily on the sheet, so to speak. Because a lot of people, I get a lot of messages here from people saying, well, you talk about jobs and training, but I might have something really specific, like I want to go and pursue a certain career in a certain direction. Do you take requests? Is the question?
100%. It's always worth calling us to talk over whatever your idea is, whether it's an idea to start your own business or you've got a specific training requirement. Under the Communities for Work Plus funding, we have budget to pay for one-off training courses. They have to be short, sharp, vocational type training. Mm-hmm. But it's worth remembering too that the Job Centre have a fund and can fund training. It's called LVP, Low Value Procurement, but there is a lot of funding available through Welsh Gov, through ourselves and through Job Centres to access training, meaningful training that will help you get into work. The reason we pick the courses we do is because we've been doing this a long number of years, and we know that certain sectors are extremely popular. We also try to tie in our training requirement with what employers are asking us for and the jobs available currently locally. So those two factors dictate the training courses that we promote. And of course, health and social care is one of our biggest sectors here in Colwyn Bay. And we have a lot of employment in the sector, lots of great opportunities, which is why we've put this entry level course together to give people the basic skill set that employers require to get you up and running.
Brilliant. Well, I know we're going to talk about this very, very shortly, aren't we, with Ash, and we'll find out about this. But yeah, it is incredible, actually. I'm just looking back at the note from Libby this morning, talking about the success stories and some of your courses in construction and hospitality. You've even had the open days and supported a lot of employers, haven't you? For example, the day at the Mulberry was a fantastic success, recruiting people into the hospitality roles with Robinsons. That was great, wasn't it?
Yes, we're very fortunate that the Hub has had support support from lots of major employers in and around Conwy, and we've been able to bring our participants as well as promote open days to the general public to put opportunities in front of them. Sometimes it's worth coming along to these open days. You think that a job role is one thing, but when you go and find out more about the industry, you'll see that there's a whole range of different jobs available in any given sector. Health and social care is a prime example of that. People believe that it's all to do with social care and older people, yeah. But actually the range of careers available in that setting is vast. And the opportunities are great. So, you know, if you are interested in having a conversation, please reach out. Give us a call on 01492 575578. One of the team will be able to have a conversation with you, and we can guide you on what the next steps are to get to support you into the career of your choice. One of the things that, you know, that I organise on a regular basis are the job fair recruitment events. And we constantly have a lot of health and social care companies attend these events looking for staff. And one of the things I hear frequently is, actually, I'm looking to recruit. I want somebody with experience. And that bodes the question then, without getting the job, how do you get the experience? So we've decided, because there is significant demand out there, that we will put together a pathway into health and social care. So we approached Ash as a local provider with premises just down the road from us in Station Road in Colwyn Bay to put together an offering that would give people without the experience the minimum requirements to help them secure a job. So we're really pleased to be offering this for the first time in Conwy. This is an SPF funded course, so all you got to do is be a Conwy resident over the age of 16 to enrol for this course. And you can do that by simply calling us on 07743 170895. The course enrolment date will be at Ethical Workforce's premises on Monday the 29th of September from 10 to 12. You must attend the enrolment event, and then the course proper will run for a week from Monday the 6th of October. I'm going to hand over to Ash now to explain the reason we've put it together the way we have, what it offers and the benefits for anyone signing up.
Brilliant. Now, last time we spoke, you sort of gave me a little bit of a tease, didn't you?
I did.
About this course.
I did. That's only because I didn't want to tread on Alice's toes, yeah. Because we hadn't had that final conversation at that point. So I didn't want to get into trouble with Alice.
Yeah, and I was trying to tease it out of you, but then I thought to myself, you know, we've got to let Alice explain what it's all about. And of course, we've spoken about that. So very exciting getting involved in this. Is this something that you do regularly? Do you work quite closely with the Conwy Employment Hub?
We do now. Yes, yeah. We do now. Yeah. Very closely. We've been in talks for a while, actually, haven't we, Alice? Quite a few months. It was just a matter of waiting for approval of funding and this, that and the other. But we've been sowing the seeds for quite a few months now with regard to this programme. And it was just a case of just getting the green light, really.
Brilliant.
Which we've now got.
So just to rewind just a little bit, tell us a little bit about Ethical Workforce Solutions, what you do, where you're based, because you're not just in Colwyn Bay, are you? You've got other locations as well.
Yeah. So we're a health and social care training provider. We originally, as I explained last time I was here, we've had the premises, the training centre down in Colwyn Bay now for just over 2 years. And in that time as well, we've grown. I mean, we've always had a presence, like I said, with under previous companies that I've run in the Conwy Valley, because I used to live down here. In fact, I still do own a property down here. But we've always had a massive presence in the Conwy Valley, but also with Gwynedd, Isle of Anglesey, we're supplying to Flintshire, Denbighshire. We've got a good relationship with the social care team there as well. And we basically provide health and social care training across the whole of North Wales and beyond, which I'll explain about in just one moment, for care homes, for domiciliary care agencies, health budget holders. Basically anybody who requires that training to be completed for statutory and mandatory purposes.
And I guess things have to be implemented at very, very high standards. I mean, I suppose you've got regulations that you need to adhere to, so the training has to be really quite spot on in terms of the quality.
100%. So we follow the guidelines as set down by CIW, Care Inspectorate Wales, and also Gofal Cymdeithasol Cymru as well, Social Care Wales, because they have particular stipulations regulations with regard to the type of training and the training which, you know, commissioners will be looking for people who want to work in social care, need to have, basically. And part of this programme which we'll be running will be fulfilling the Social Care Wales requirement for the All Wales Induction Framework, as it's known, to basically give people that first step onto that ladder to be able to register with the regulatory authority, which is required before they can actually start employment. Yeah.
Right. And as Alice was saying, you know, a step into this sector is a very, very worthwhile career pursuit, because there's so many opportunities within it. So tell me what this course is going to include, how it's going to work then.
So. Okay. So it's a 5-day course, as Alex explained, starting on the 6th of October, running through until the Friday of that week with the enrolment event the week prior, which we'll just give a reminder about later. The major content is the Social Care Wales Induction Framework, which, like I said, gives you that initial stepping stone into the registration. There's also a regulatory requirement by most commissioners as well for social care staff to complete what's known as the All Wales Moving and Handling Passport.
Right.
Now, that involves all sorts of techniques over that programme about how to assist people into and out of bed, using assistive equipment to move people from chairs to commodes, and you know, assistive equipment for walking and that kind of thing. And that is a regulatory requirement as well by Social Care Wales and the NHS, in actual fact, for people to complete that training. At the very end of the programme, we're also running workshops as well specific to social care in CV writing, application form filling, and also interview skills. But rather than just generic interview skills and generic CV writing, we're going to tailor it based on our experience, particularly to what social care employers want to see. And I think the very final part of the programme, which for us is the most exciting and the most important, is that we're also guaranteeing interviews for every participant who completes the programme, guaranteeing interviews with local social care employers who are personal friends of mine, who run care homes, etc., who I've known professionally for a long time, who run domiciliary care agencies, all of whom have bitten our hand off, basically, and said, if you can get these people through this programme, absolutely fantastic. We will welcome you know, the completed participants with open arms. Please, please send people for interviews.
What a great thing, though, to be able to offer that as part of the course as well, because there's not many courses that do something like that.
I think that's the main thing, isn't it? What we didn't want to do is just offer a generic training course to people and then say, right, well done, off you go, bye, and leave them to it. Do you know what I mean? I think by adding that icing on the cake at the very end, by saying, actually, tell us your availability, tell us what you're interested in, where you live, you know, have you got transport, you know, what kind of shift patterns are you after, you know, what other commitments have you got, and we'll try to line you up as best as we can with, you know, a social care employer who has agreed to interview, agree to interview. Now, obviously, like anything, we can't guarantee 100% jobs at the end of it, but what we are doing is, I would say, giving people 90%, 95% even, of those tools to be really successful in getting a job. There's nothing more we can do. I think 95% of the road we are providing, and then it's down to the individual candidate then to really shine based on the skills that we've given them and the opportunities that we've given them with a guaranteed employment to get into that line of work.
And as you were saying, it's not just the skills that you're covering on the course, but also as well that you know, knowing how to answer certain questions which a provider is going to pose to you in an interview is kind of pretty key as well, because 100%. I know that a lot of employers will mark, and they will, you know, they will go by the response that, you know, an interviewee gives. So that's kind of crucial, isn't it?
There are generic questions that I find get asked by most social care employers, and it's things around safeguarding, it's things around, you know, what would you do if you found somebody in trouble, you know, those kind of things. How would you assist somebody? How do you promote dignity? How do you provide person-centered care? There's certain questions that get asked, and what we'll be doing is giving people a toolkit, basically, to set them up with the right lingo, the right answers, basically, making sure they understand the answers, though, not just being able to answer them parrot fashion, but really understand, you know, what kind of requirements this kind of sector requires.
Yeah. Well, this looks absolutely amazing. So the course, the enrolment, and as Alice was saying, you need to be on the enrolment, is Monday the 29th of September, 10 through till 12.
It is.
And then the course. So tell me about the course. How does that work then?
So that's what I've just described, to be honest. So people arrive on Monday the 6th for 9 a.m. The course will run on all 5 days between 9 a.m. and around about 4 p.m. We'll finish about 4 p.m. So people need to attend the full 5 days. Mm-hmm. To be able to complete the full course. And like I say, it's packed with all kinds of interactive activities. You know, we don't go chalk and talk. It'll be fun. It'll be accessible, like our courses normally are, you know, geared towards adult learners. It's not going to be a case of us lecturing you and saying, you know, behave yourself and all the rest of it. You know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be practical. We've got loads of equipment to play with, loads of stuff to get on with, quizzes, you know, activities. It's going to be a really accessible course for everybody.
It sounds great. And it's at your HQ in Cowan Bay, which is 40 Station Road, isn't it?
Now, the best way to think about it is directly opposite the train station. If you're walking out of the train station, you cannot miss it. You'd have to have some kind of goggles on to be able to miss our training centre. You really would.
It's right next to the clock, isn't it?
It's
the big building, which is, and if you're old enough, it's the former, I think, tourism centre, isn't it? Or it was the Bernardo shop.
It was the Bernardo shop. I remember it as Bernardo's. Yeah. We took over immediately after Bernardo's.
I remember that. Yeah, so easy to find, and it does sound like a brilliant course. 5 days, and it will be full of practical tips. And like I say, you'll have an opportunity to have an interview as well as part of the course, which is great. Places are limited. What do people need to do to be able to book on and get themselves a place?
Okay, so what they would need to do is ring 07743 170 895 and speak to the team at Conwy. Like I said, just to repeat, everybody needs to attend that enrolment event on Monday 29th of September between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. We'll be providing refreshments. There's also going to be a couple of local employers there to talk about the benefits of social care. A couple of, again, professional contacts of mine who have agreed to be there, professional nurses and managers and owners of care homes, who are going to talk about the benefits of social care, what a rewarding career it is, and, you know, the potential opportunities that are available to them. And just between us, I've got a feeling that the reason a couple of these employers might be attending this enrolment event is they also might be cherry picking a couple of people if they see some good candidates.
Why not? Great opportunity.
So a really good opportunity to come along, meet with some of these people, and you know, potentially line yourself up for a potential interview there and then before you've even completed the course. Brilliant. But you do need to complete the course as well and attend all 5 days.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you all the very best with the course. It sounds like it's going to be great. And maybe you can come back and tell us how it's all gone. It'd be brilliant to have you here with Alice in the future.
Yeah, great stuff. Thank
and,
you.
And I'm sure we will keep everyone posted as to, you know, what Ethical Workforce Solutions is up to in the future as well.
Brilliant. Thanks, Simon.
Lovely to see you. I thank Alice on microphone, but unfortunately, because we're down to one microphone, we can't do that. But thank you, Alice.
Thank you.
I can still hear you in the corner there.
See you next time.
I will see you soon. Thanks very much indeed. Thanks.
I'm in the bumblebee for 1 o'clock.